Track 5, Almshouses.
This row of 12 small almshouses were built by Elizabeth Heath in the 1690s. It was here that some Quakers were buried before the creation of the Old Meeting House burial ground. The burials are still in the back gardens of these buildings, including the grave of Elizabeth Heath, whose tombstone inscription reads,
"Elizabeth Heath of Mansfield, widow, who founded these almshouses for 12 poor people, died 24th of the second month, called April, 1693, aged 76.
On the front of the centre doorway of the almshouses was formerly this inscription,
"Elizabeth Heath of Mansfield, widow, founded these houses for 12 poor people and gave them 8 shillings apiece, and to be paid by the trustees every calendar month in the year, and every one of them a wain load of coals and a coat or gown yearly, forever, who departed this life the 24th day of the second month, called April, Anno Domini, 1693.
Created almost 250 years before the introduction of the welfare state, these houses provided a home for those who had nowhere else to go. The almshouses were divided into two sections. 6 houses were reserved for Quaker women, and, to avoid antagonising other Christian authorities, 6 were given over to members of the established church, the Church of England. The 6 houses which were reserved for Quakers were done so by Elizabeth Heath's request. All the leftover money that was not required for the benefit of the almshouses and inmates was used to pay for boys from poor families to be apprenticed to some honest trade. The only requirements needed to enter this programme were that the boys had been born within the parish of Mansfield and that they were born of honest parents.
To continue to St Peter and St Paul's Church, turn around and cross back over St Peter's Way again. Walk back along Albert Street and take the first right into Midworth Street and follow this road down. This road leads into Churchside and the church will be on the right,